King of kings, holy. soul on Jesus. When the mountains shake, I put my trust in Jesus. The moment I awake, and when my soul is lost at sea, He will be my rock. My vision be in Christ alone. His grace is all we've got. Like the mind, His love for me will never stop. Enough to carry me through it all by the grace of God. So high upon His shoulders, safely bore this far. I know the plans He has for me don't finish at my grave. 'Cause Your love is like the mighty ocean. Your love for me will never stop. Enough to carry me through it all by the grace of God. Your love is like the mighty ocean. Your love for me will never stop. And all Your arms are strong enough to carry the grace of God. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious day. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are. Sun forbid to shine, but God, who called me here, will be forever mine. My chains are. I've been set free. My God and my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, was blind, but now my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing. Dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and He was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released. I can see I am free, and not I, but through Christ in me. Till I stand with joy before His throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ. I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Is this on? Oh, okay, I saw that. Okay, so listen. How many of you are looking forward to 2026? Okay, some of you. I think what I really felt in my spirit for some of you, probably for myself as well, is that 2026 is going to be a year of decisions. A year of maybe key decisions that you have to make. But don't fear. You look fearful. Don't fear. Don't fear. Because the Lord has it all in control. And we go into every year and we think about all the things we want to do and we're going to do. And then the Lord has different ideas. But the key for us is to really be in tune and in step with the Spirit. And I was just reading this from Proverbs 3. My son and daughter, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Okay, how many of you want to prolong your lives and be prosperous? There you go. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, not too tightly. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God. And this is the key one in verse 3. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Not some of your heart, but all of your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. That's a key part, isn't it? Not your own wisdom. Not your mind, but the mind of Christ. Not your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make your path straight. And I think that's very much a key verse. I know it's a key verse for me because it was given to me when I was baptized. And you, any more? From Paul Bailey on, I've got a note here, the 16th of September, 1982. And the word of the Lord never fails. So really just a word for you this morning. In what you are expecting in 2026, for some of you, it will be a year of decisions. But trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen.
Yeah, while we're singing, that word all stood out to me. And that verse also mentions all things, doesn't it? And I think that's our challenge, isn't it? In all things. In all things, yeah. He is God of all things. And he wants to be present in all things in our lives. And he wants all of us. Yeah, so in all our ways, yeah, praise God. Yeah, thank you. Bill's going to come up and lead communion shortly, but just a few announcements. I've just get out of the way for the announcements first. Pray for the Alpha Course. The Alpha Course starts this coming Sunday, the 11th of January. So do pray for the Alpha Course. And if there's anyone still in your periphery, that in your realm, that you want to bring, and you haven't let us know yet, then please let us know. And please bring people. There's still opportunity to come. So that will be at the centre, 11th Sunday, 11th of January, starting at 7 p.m. So yeah, do pray for Alpha. And thank you to Andy and Helen and Angus, who are leading that course, and pray for them as leaders as they lead this course, that they'll just be guided by the Spirit, and that there'll be many people coming to know Jesus through this Alpha course, that they will see the light of life. Bible study this starts this week as well, so we're back to our normal program. So Tuesday Bible study is starting back up as well, 7:30 at the center, and that will be studying the book of 2 Timothy. So if you want to read ahead, then please do, that'd be great. 7:30 that's Enter this Tuesday, so that's Bible study this week, starting back. Yeah. Let's pray, shall we? And we just, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that we just come before you. Lord, we call upon your name. Lord, and in all things, Lord, we just want to see your hand at work in our lives, Lord, through us, Christ in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, in our families, Lord. Lord, in everything, Lord, every situation, Lord, that we are facing at the moment, Lord. Lord, and many are facing difficult situations, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are in all things. Lord, we can bring all things to you. Lord, and you rule, Lord, over all things. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, Bill.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year to you. Had a good Christmas? Real sense of joy and excitement when we all met together, wasn't there, this morning? It's just lovely, isn't it, to come together as God's people, to come together into his presence, to come together and just know that the Lord is with us and that the Lord is going to speak to us and that the Lord has for us things that are right and proper. It's then a case of trying to tease out, and we're told to test all things, isn't it? What's come from the Lord and what's come from the soul? Yeah? And that's just one of those things that as we go through, that's what we're here in a body to try and do. But before I go any further, I just want, on behalf of the elders, I just want to say thank you, church, for being such a lovely church, for being such a good, supportive people. It is a real privilege as elders, as leaders, to be a part of a body like this. It's lovely to be able to do the Lord's bidding when we're all of one mind and we're all looking to see what the Lord has got for us in this year and to actually act on that. So thank you. I'd really wanted to say that right at the beginning. Steve has already said, you know, well, what he thinks 2026 will be. You know, we all, at the beginning of the year, we all look forward to the year and we all wonder, well, what's the Lord going to give us now? What's this year going to be? Very rarely does the Lord say, this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to be the result. Yeah? Human nature is that's what we want to know. But the way the Lord leads us is step by step by step, isn't it? And he teaches us to trust him. He teaches us to understand what his word is. And I've been thinking about this morning, because it is the first Sunday of the year, you know, what am I going to bring? Have I got this amazing revelation that the Lord is going to say, right, 2026 is going to be an amazing year? No, I haven't. Simple. I haven't got an amazing revelation, I'm afraid. But what I think I have got is the word of the Lord for us as a church, as a people. And it's something that the Lord has really laid on my heart. And I shared a little bit last week with Life Group. And you're all very learned people, aren't you? You're all very clever. Yes. Thank you, Kath. Yeah. So when I talk about St. Richard of Chichester, you'll know his famous prayer, won't you? Oh, come on. And it's one that I shared last week. It's one that's part of a hymn. And it is my prayer and my heart's desire for 2026. Very simple, very straightforward, but very difficult. I want to know him or hear him more clearly, to love him more dearly, and to follow him more nearly, day by day. So now you know who said that, where that prayer came from. St. Richard of Chichester, okay? So now you are really learned. But that's it for this year. To hear him more clearly, to love him more dearly, to follow him more nearly day by day. That has to be our prayer, hasn't it? And we will share communion in a minute. But I just want to expand on that a little bit. And I suppose the verse, the passage that was on my heart for this year is Colossians 1. And it's so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. Don't we all desire, those of us that have got that burning spirit of God within our heart, isn't that our prayer? That we would live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. And therein lies the challenge. So that you will have great endurance and patience. And giving joyful thanks to the Lord, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Eh? Isn't that a wonderful passage? But it calls on endurance on behalf of the estate, of the saints. Endurance and patience. The Lord will reveal things to us. He will enable us to do things. He will be there with us step by step by step. But if everything is given to us, immediately we want it, immediately we think we need it, what sort of a backbone do you think we would have? We'd be a little bit weak. We'd be a little bit feeble. So inevitably, through life, this means that there will be challenges. You know, let's not beat about the bush. It is hard. It is difficult. I want to hear him more clearly. Why? Because through last year, there were times when I thought, Lord, I need to hear what it is you've got to say. And could I hear? I'm honest. No. It was a struggle. Yeah? There are times when you think, Lord, I need you to help me with this. He's there, but my hearing needs to be improved. Yeah? I want to hear him more clearly. I want to love him more dearly, and I want to follow him more nearly. God will always provide what we need. Peter puts it like this: his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and goodness. Yeah, so God will provide what we need, but Timothy puts a counter to that, or Paul in his letter to Timothy, says, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Straightforward. We know there will be challenges. We know, I've told you before, haven't I, in forestry, you know, when I'm managing woodland, when I'm looking at trees, they need to move. They need to be blown in the wind. Because that blowing in the wind stimulates diameter growth and root. Yeah? Breeds stability. When we go through life and we're facing those challenges, if everything is given us instantly, and like those trees, there's just no room for maneuver, sooner or later we will get an unusual storm and it will blow the lot down. Sooner or later you will face a challenge. That if you have not got those roots firmly in the word, if you haven't had that strength to give you a bit of girth, a bit of backbone, a bit of whatever you want to call it, you will topple. God has given us everything we need that pertains to a godly life. But we need patience and endurance. We need that strength to be able to follow it. Jesus was the ultimate example, wasn't he? He was baptized, and what immediately happened when he was baptized? Yeah, temptation is where I'm going, but what happened in between those two things? The Spirit, thank you, James. The Spirit alighted on him, yeah? And what does it actually say? The Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. That's a difficult verse to understand, isn't it? Yeah? But how was he tempted? He was tempted. We're body, soul, and spirit. And if you look at the three temptations, they all challenge each one of those aspects of the human life, if you like. For, he was tempted, body, soul, and spirit. So just have a look at those temptations. Some, James, can you pull them up? In, no, that's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? Matthew. About chapter 2, chapter 3. What was the first temptation? Bread. Chapter 4. So the first temptation, bread. Feed your body. You've been fasting. You have the ability, as the Son of God, to turn those stones into bread. You're hungry. You need sustenance. The body needs something to feed it. You have the ability to do it. That was the first temptation. What was the second temptation? All that you see, all the kingdoms of the world, I can give you. What does a soul want? Power. Everything. I can give it you. And to be fair to the devil, it was his to give because Jesus hadn't died and rose again. He hadn't taken the keys. Adam had given them to Satan. And the last one, go up on the temple, fall down, the angels will look after you. So the word of God says this. Your spirit, if you're a good Christian, you know what the word of God says. This is what you can do. Separate the soul from the spirit. When you use the word of God, when you understand the word of God, make sure you're using it in the way it's designed. Yeah? So those challenges that were given challenged every aspect of the human nature. And when we go through 2026, there will be various challenges. There will be some that we think, you know, something will come and it will sound absolutely right. It's spirit. What's its source? Just make sure spiritually. We are always told to test everything. Yeah, and I'll finish up with that scripture. To test things that are being said. Test what I'm saying to you this morning. Make sure that it's of the word of God. Make sure it's the word of God being applied properly. Through the year, there will be things that you do that will challenge you physically. Through the year, there will be things that seem like a good idea that satisfy the soul. All through the year, there will be those challenges, as Steve said, decisions that will be needed. Make sure that you go back to the source. But understand also, you know, we've already said that it says in Peter that we have everything we need for a godly life. In Corinthians, it says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to all mankind. What is common to all mankind? We all deal with those same temptations. We all deal with those same challenges. We are put in the body of Christ, and the love in this church is lovely. It's great. It's evident to all. People that come in that don't know us, first thing they say is, what a loving church. How nice it is to be in a people that understand each other. Okay? We've got to be honest. We've got to be straightforward. But it also then goes on to say, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So going through this year, don't fear. Just make sure your eyes are fixed on Jesus. Because whatever is in front of you, God is there. God is in control. And God will provide that way out. I shared a little bit last life group about when the children of Israel left Egypt to the promised land. How did they get their direction? Pillar of fire by day or by night? Cloud by day, fire by night. Yeah? When they went off the rails, did that cloud or fire disappear? Did God just say, that's it, I've had it? He still led them. When we go through this year, one thing that we can be absolutely certain of is that even when we trip, if we stumble, God's leading will be there. Yeah? So we've sung, in the darkest hour, God will be there. The pillar of fire at night, when things around us seem to be pretty black and bleak, the Spirit is there by fire. There is power in the name of Jesus. Understand that God's power is sufficient to face the challenge that you have. In the day when things are good and you can see where you're going with your own physical eyes, it's a cloud. What's a cloud? It's moisture, it's water, isn't it? What does water do? It gives life. As we're going through this year, and things, we seemingly know where we're going, we seemingly understand because we can see with our eyes, we still need God's leading. We still need God with us. And as he leads us, that will bring life. We have rivers of living water that come from us. That should bring life to those around us. Those that don't know him should see it in us and see that there is life. And life to the full. Yeah? It's a wonderful promise, isn't it? No matter what we do, God is faithful. That cloud of the cloud or the pillar of fire, whichever, doesn't desert us. We're committed to him. We need to learn how to recognize it, how to follow. Never ever take your eyes off Jesus. Hebrews 10 was another verse that I shared last week, and it says this: therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place. Do we have confidence? Yeah? We're gonna do one of the most holy things you can do as a follower of Christ still on this earth. We're going to meet with him and we're going to say thank you, Lord, for your death and your resurrection. And we have confidence to come into his place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open to us through the curtain, that is the body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. And that pretty much sums up what I'm saying, doesn't it? We have that confidence to come into the most holy place. We have the confidence to understand that he will be faithful. But then the next verse, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. How many of us here, hand on heart, can say, I love this church, I'm going to consider how I can spur one another on? Do we do that? Probably not. But that's what Scripture tells us to do. To encourage one another, to build one another up. Let's put it in language that we do understand. And to be honest, we do that. When we come together, when we meet here, anywhere from, I was going to say 10:15, but knowing this church, it's more like 10:30 to 1:45 or something before it actually starts. What are we doing? We're encouraging one another. We're picking up on one another. We're catching up. But do we follow that through? What I'd like us to do this year, one of the things that I'd like, I do want to lay a challenge down this year. And the challenge that I want to do, what I'll put down, is that you pray for one another. That you have a list of people that you pray for. Most people will say, yeah, pray for the leaders. Yeah, absolutely pray for the leaders. And I'm not just saying that because I happen to be one of them. But, you know, Scripture is quite clear. If the leaders are taken out, what happens to the sheep? You know, that's just, let's protect the flock. But let's spur one another on. Let's pray for one another. Let's have, in our own little quiet time, in our prayer time, let's have a list of a few people that we regularly pray for by name. And when we see somebody struggling, pray for them. When we see that somebody hasn't been for a few weeks, pray for them, because what does it go on to do? Not giving up meeting together, as some are the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching. This year, the day's going to be that bit closer, isn't it, as we go through this year. Each time we go forward in time, things will be getting more difficult for us. The challenges will increase. The little things that come in from the left field that we didn't quite expect will become more regular. Those things that we know and hold dear, because that's what the Word of God says, will be challenged by popular society. Popular values will start to try and challenge that and tell you that, actually, no, you should do it this way, not that way. Let's encourage one another to hold fast to the truth of God. And as we go through this year, understand that those challenges will be there, and we need more than ever to support one another, to encourage one another, to strengthen one another. That's why he's put us in a family. That's why he's given us the church, if you like. And what a privilege it is to be a part of his people, to be in his family. It is a lovely place to be, and it is a supportive place. It should be a supportive place, and I truly believe this church is a supportive place. But I want to encourage you just to go that little bit further. As the challenges get stronger, we need to respond and go that little bit further each time. And so we need to start to pray for one another. I've said before, you know, when we've got wood burner at home, when that fire's going well, yes, it kicks out some heat. But I don't care whether it's a really roaring fire or one that's just petering along. What is the one thing it needs? Fuel. If I don't feed the fire, no matter how strong, it will go out. If we, as a Christian, I've been a Christian since, I don't know when, since I was about 11, I imagine, and I'm now 60, what am I now, something, 62. It's a long time. I like to think that the fire is burning quite bright. If I don't feed it, it'll go out. People that have just come to know the Lord, people that have just stepped into his wonderful kingdom, still need feeding. We have told to disciple one another. Yeah, we all need feeding. Hebrews 2 says, we must pay careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard. Why? So that we do not drift away. Yeah? So pray for one another. Look out for one another. And part of that will be that I'm going to say something that perhaps is out of order. Somebody's going to come to me and say, Bill, offense or not to take offense. Let's choose to be people that are open to the Word of God, to his bidding. Because offense is something that we can choose to take or not, isn't it? Let's just be a people that support one another, and let's be wise in how we do that. Next week, Monday, is Widers, and I've got something on my heart for that. But there's four attributes in Proverbs that I thought Steve was going to go on and read, but they're ones that are very important. Talks about wisdom, talks about understanding, talks about discretion, talks about knowledge. They are attributes that we need as spiritual people. And sometimes we have knowledge, but we lack wisdom. So if you are talking to somebody, if you are trying to encourage them in the faith, if you are trying to build them up, don't jump in with both feet with knowledge that can actually be quite dangerous. Let's employ some wisdom. Let's employ some love. Let's employ some discretion. Actually, you know, sometimes we just need to be careful what we say. You know, if you wanted to, if you felt that what I'm saying at the minute was completely off the rails and you came up and, well, what you said was wrong, well, it's not exactly going to encourage me, is it? That's all I mean. Let's just look after one another. The other part of the challenge that I want to lay down is when we go through each Sunday, write down, take some notes, just, it might be one word, it might be a couple of words. Have a look, think about the service. I was really encouraged by what we did, what we sang in worship, because actually where we went through with worship pretty much underlined what I'm saying this morning. I haven't shared anything of what I was going to say to anyone. Chris didn't have any idea of what I was going to say. And sometimes it's quite useful just to sit back and say, okay, what did we say? What was it we did? What was the word? How did all that stitch together? What is the Lord saying? Was it completely disjointed? Was it all stitched together? Was the Holy Spirit truly guiding us through all of that? If the Holy Spirit is truly guiding us, what's the one word that I'd take away from that service? What is the scripture that I want to go back and study? What is it that has encouraged me that I actually want to invest in? And if we do that each week we meet together and then we've got a list of notes, it's fascinating then to look back over a period of time and just see how the Lord has been guiding us. But if you're like me and I'm struggling to think what the first song was that we sung this morning.
Sage.
Maybe it is age. But all the more reason for me to write it down, you know? Because then I can look back and just say, look at that, that's fascinating. Look how the Lord has been guiding us, encouraging us, building us up. It might be one word that you want to write down. It might be one scripture. But just record something so you have a little bit of something to look back. And so that's really what I'd like to say for 2026. Encourage one another, build one another up, understand what the scriptures are. We want to, I hope you're with me, hear him more clearly, know him more clearly, love him more dearly, follow him more nearly, day by day. Yeah? And in doing that, we want to encourage one another so that we may live a life that's worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. Yeah, we want those attributes to be recognized in us, don't we? We want that to be part of what we're doing. We know that there will be challenges. We know that there will be things that are difficult. But remember that when it's at its blackest, the pillar of fire is at its brightest. That he's there by the power of his spirit. That he will not leave. But he is faithful. That he will not send a temptation or allow a temptation. God doesn't tempt us, the devil tempts. But even the devil is under God's control. And he will not allow a temptation to come your way that's more than you can bear. But he provides everything that you need to live a godly life. We need to consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. God's kingdom is based on love. And that's how we'll fulfill the kingdom of God, isn't it? Through love. I think what we'll do is we'll share communion. As I said, this is something that is... It's a simple thing, but it is one of those really precious times before the Lord. It's one of those times that we remember the death of our Lord Jesus, our Saviour, and remember that glorious resurrection. That Hebrews 10 talks about the curtain being opened up. When he died, that curtain, when he went through all of this, that curtain, which was, you know, good, over a foot thick, was torn in two. Making the way for us to go into the Holy of Holies, making a way for us as individuals to enter in with boldness and confidence before the throne. And that that's what we're doing now. We're just coming into his presence. And we're gonna take the cup. And we're gonna take the bread that represents Jesus' body that was given for us, the blood that was shed for us, to make way for the new covenant. The old covenant is still there. Jesus said that he didn't come to take away the old covenant, but he came to bring us into the new covenant. And that covenant he sealed with his blood. And that's why we remember this communion time. That we can come into his presence, that we can ask and we can worship and we can draw near and we can encourage one another. So it is a very holy thing that we can do, but by no means is it religious. By no means is it something that we're doing by rote. It's not something that we have to follow a set of rules. Jesus quite simply said, do this until I return. He didn't say you've got to do it like this and like that and like the other. We are family. And what we're going to do now is we're going to share the emblems. And I want to ask those that are in leadership in the church, I need six people, I think, just to help us to serve. You know, part of being a leader is to serve, isn't it? So I'm going to ask those that, if I can have half a dozen leaders, just help serve the church this morning. But as we partake in this, if you want to go and sit with somebody and share with somebody, then do. If you want to stay where you are and be quiet on your own, then do. But let's just be family. Let's understand that we are the family of God, that as a family of God, we can come into his presence with boldness, that we can encourage one another. We can do this together. We are there before God this morning because of his bidding, by the grace of God. Nobody's more important than anybody else. We are all equal in his sight. We are all here by his grace, and it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to come into his presence and enjoy what he has for us. So I'm going to pray, and then, as I say, if we can have some leaders just help me serve the church, then we will. But Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God that is a faithful God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you know us individually by name. You know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know the words that we're going to say before we even speak them. You know what's in our hearts. And yet, by your grace, by your mercy, you were prepared to die for us. By your unfailing love, you endured the cross. You did that, Lord, so that you could renew that relationship with mankind. You could renew that relationship with us as we yield to you, as we accept that gift of grace and mercy that you provided for us, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you were prepared to send your Son. But death could not hold him. And we thank you and we rejoice in the living Savior. We rejoice because we can know the living Savior who sits at the right hand of God and mediates for us. Jesus, we acknowledge you as head of this church. Jesus, we acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. And Jesus, we thank you that you did not shrink back, but for the joy set before you, you endured the cross. The joy of knowing that you, mighty God, eyes are on us this morning, whose presence is with us this morning, who's here with us by his Spirit, working among us. What a privilege. What an amazing place to be. And Lord, it humbles us that you would do that for us. by your grace and by your mercy. So as I break this bread, Lord Jesus, I pray that we would partake in a way that just recognizes the grace, the mercy, the love that this represents of your body being given for us, that relationship would be restored, that with boldness we can enter into your kingdom, with boldness we can come before you and we can enjoy a relationship with you. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would touch our hearts, that you would touch our souls, that you would touch our spirits, that we would know the bidding of the Holy Spirit throughout 2026. That we would follow you more nearly. That we would love you more dearly. And that we would hear you more clearly. Lord, you say that your sheep will hear your voice. And Lord, we just need to tune in more clearly. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to do that through this coming year, through this coming week, and through today. That day by day, we would commit to you. Day by day, that we would understand your calling. Day by day, that we would tune into you and not the distractions that we can find ourselves faced with, Lord. Help us to separate the two, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Do I have anyone that was going to thank you, Lord, for your body that is given for us. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us that enabled you to stay on the cross. Because we know, Lord, that at any point you could have come down if you wanted. But it was love that held you there. Love that shed your blood. But the blood represents the sealing of the covenant. And Lord, as we partake now of the cup, I just pray that that blood, that healing power, that sealing of the covenant within us would strengthen our resolve, would strengthen our commitment to you. Lord, that the healing that we require, whether that's mental, physical, financial, whatever it might be this morning, Lord, as we go into this new year, I just pray, Lord, that we would know the grace, the love, and the mercy, but the power of the blood. Because there is no name higher. There is no higher authority that we can go to than your blood, your name that was shed on the cross for us. So, Lord, I just pray as we share together now your blessing on this cup, in Jesus' name. Amen. read from Thessalonians that probably sums up what I feel Lord's laid on my heart for this morning. And it's chapter 5, verse 15, if you want to look it up. But it says this: make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. The one who calls you is faithful. He will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read before all the brethren and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Isn't that a lovely passage? Yeah. So, Colossians 1 is the verse, is the passage that we started with, and that was 1 Thessalonians 5 that we finished with. So I believe that God is with us for this year. I have no doubt in my mind that he will continue to lead us. The challenge that we have is to tune in a little bit closer, isn't it? Sharpen the vision, unblock those ears, keep the resolve, and just step out in faith as we move forward. Upwards and onwards, if you like. Yeah. And I was going to start, actually, you know, at the start of the service, in the interest of full disclosure, I thought I ought to say, you know, in the beginning of a service, you see us get together in a huddle, and I suspect you wonder what we're doing. Well, this morning, we were praying that the elders would be able to afford a razor. I think a new razor is in order for some. God is good. And that includes humour, includes joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Yeah? Let's have joy that abounds, pray without ceasing, and love for one another that is all-encompassing. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get a shave at some point. Sorry. Yeah, so that was just to encourage anyone who wants prayer for healing to come forward, and that's great. I was just going to raise a prayer request that we had from Tessa, yeah, as it came. So this is for a little girl, 3-year-old, Lucia, who was diagnosed 6 weeks ago with a brain tumour, and she just had an operation in Bristol. This came through yesterday. For this tumour, and the prognosis is not good in the natural, but we can pray, can't we? Yeah? And God is above all, his God is in all, and we can pray for healing. And this is what this has provided for us. This is Jesus' death, his resurrection. And part of that is for healing. Yeah? So we can pray for Lucia that all goes well for her. That the natural is not the end. Praise God. Let's pray together, shall we? Do you want to stand with me? Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are a God that heals. And Lord, we just thank you for healing Lucia. Lucia, be healed in the name of Jesus. tumor go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we just speak life, Lord, into this situation, your life, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, for the family, Lord. Lord, that they will know you and know your power in this situation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, we just speak healing, Lord, to this little girl, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you love her and you care for her. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. If there's anyone else who would love prayer, then just please do come forward and we can be very happy to pray for you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to close now in prayer. Just take on board what's been said this morning and the Spirit is saying to us as a church. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we just come before you, Lord, as your children, Lord, in this place, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're such a faithful God to us. Lord, you've done so much for us, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to be faithful, Lord, to you this year. Lord, in all things, in everything, Lord. Lord, we want to give thanks, Lord. Lord, and help us, Lord, to be the church, Lord, that you've called us to be. Yeah, Lord, help us, Lord, to excel in that, Lord. Lord, and abound, Lord, in love, Lord. Lord, and help us, Lord, to approach you confidently in all things. Thank you, Lord, that we put our complete trust in you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah. God bless. Have a great day. Enjoy a time of fellowship and tea and coffee as well.